Richie Cullen has been waiting patiently on the line. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Bulldog. And I have to say, Bulldog, you are spot on. You are spot on. He does love a selfie.
Thank you. We had a long chat in the break. Don't worry about Rich. That. I can't believe he's...
So, Rich, you've seen this in person?
No, he hasn't.
Dean, I hate to out Ray, but he often even carries pictures of autographs in the
hand. Okay, I thought
this is horrific.
Yeah, I thought so.
Are we live on air at the moment?
We certainly are.
My reputation is short. Hey, Rich, can I talk to you yesterday at Rose? So we had another heavy track, had rain the previous night at the Parramatta game, which was next door virtually to Rose Hill. We knew we'd get a heavy nine. And as we just heard from Bjorn, some horses handle it, some don't. Yesterday's Lord Mayor's Cup winner, hopeful, and even indeed the runner-up, the frontman, both look horses with plenty of upside.
Very much so. And what it shows, look, Sean's done a great job at Rose Hill. The rain we had again, it was just
tops it up.
Newcastle's supposed to be the best wet track in New South Wales. It was caught off yesterday. We had an abundance of rain at Rose Hill. The track was great, but it's all about momentum too. A lot of the horses that were, you know, back along the inside, they never featured because when you're on the inside waiting, you're going to wait then pick up. It was the horses that were sweeping, getting momentum, and it was hard to make up a lot of ground. The frontman went terrific, but the winner, wow, it looked gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, Blake Ryan, it was good to see him train his first Sydney winner, and you've had a lot to do with him on the media side of things.
Mate, it's been a long time since I've smiled so much at a racetrack, Bulldog. It was just so exciting for Blake, and that's what the midway and the highways have done. Blake's, you know, he went to Dubbo yesterday with two horses. He sent his wife, Jess, to Rose Hill to celebrate. It was something. Yeah, look, when Blake, we were in the old TVN days, and Blake come in, Gary Burns and Peter Wood, I remember the saying to them, don't give me TV people. You give me racing people and I'll teach them TV because racing's such an art. Blake come in there. He was my half protege and Gary. He weighed about 105 kilos. And then, what he just picked up so quick as a director of racing, he was outstanding. He could have gone on to big things in television. He has only been doing it about 3 months. And the Commonwealth Bank Cycle Classic, I think it was, Channel 10 rang him, and he directed that one after only about 3 or 4 months in the job. He gets it. He's very, very clever. But then he wanted to be back to be a jockey. He lost 50 kilos. He went back and rode at the picnic races. Then he wanted to be a trainer. He's gone out on his own. Him and Jess, his wife, they've taken a big step. They went out to Hawkesbury. They've just got into a new base at the Hobartville Stables at Hawkesbury. His business, he's a beautiful young kid. He's just, you know, really put his heart into it. And he bought a horse for about $380,000 at the sale. He, you know, he's put his money where his mouth is, Blake. And he's going to be here for a long time. And we're going to talk about his first city winner in Nomac. And, geez, I was as proud as punch. He's a ripping young man.
Yeah, he just gets it, doesn't he, Rich? And he knows the game so well. A couple other trainers that had significant winners yesterday, and I'd like to mention them too, Rich. James Ponsonby with Phillipsburg for our colleague Andrew Martin here at Sky. Terrific effort. And Caroline Jennings, a lot of people may not know her. She was working originally with Gay Waterhouse, went to Melbourne, branched out on her own. She's got the backing of James Kennedy. Brought a filly called Aravine to Sydney yesterday. She towed them up. Both promising young trainers as well.
100%. Caroline, a lovely lady. She probably doesn't remember me, but I remember her. Look, great to see.
She wouldn't forget you, Rich. She wouldn't forget you.
In Melbourne. And James Ponsonby. I actually worked alongside James's father, John Ponsonby, at Harness Racing New South Wales many years ago. And he's a very good horseman, James. You've got to do the hard yards when you first start out and you come across from the trotting. You see the Fitzpatricks. We've got a lot of trotting. Peter Green, there are a lot of trotting blokes and people are coming across from the industry. Glenn Lobb, who, of course, works for Bjorn Baker and the foreman there. So, yeah, James, a ripping trainer, a ripping young bloke. And that means so much to them winning yesterday. And then you look at a bloke like Mitchell Beard, you know, down at the border at Albury. Wow, a double for him yesterday. I think it was a double, wasn't it?
He was. No, he missed out on the highway, but trained.
Oh, that's right. Hardware Lane went no good, did it?
Yeah. Well, he won at Hawkesbury.
he did, but look, Mitchell's flying. And then, you know, one thing you got to do, Bulldog, as a punter, as a trainer, as an owner, when you win, you celebrate. And I think all of those trainers would have had a big night last night.
And talking of celebrating, it was in the first race, and Chris Waller trains Madame Pommery, and I was really happy for a lady who's sort of behind the scenes there at the Chris Waller stable. I know you know her well, Sophie Baker. Her and Chris's wife, Steph, formed an all-ladies syndicate with some of their major stable clients and some of their friends. That was their first winner yesterday. I know Sophie's been there through Winks and Very Elegant and Nature Strip, etc., but it meant a lot to her yesterday, Rich.
Yeah, you won't meet many, many more beautiful, kind, caring people than Sophie. She looked after all the owners. She looked after all Chris's. When Chris turns to her right, there she is. He turns to the left, there she is. And I don't think Chris Waller's stable could operate without Sophie Baker. And she's an absolute superstar. And I was excited for her. And I only cast my mind back. Chantelle Buckley rang me. She said, "Did you back it?" On Thursday at Hawthorne, we had Claire Houston, who's been with Chris a long time. Mm. Of all the horses she could pick out on Saturday, I asked her on Sky, "Who wins on Saturday?" She said, "You back Madame Pomeroy."
There you go. Did you back it?
Maybe something, a peanut for the kids. That was all right.
Good on you. Is there a peanut for the punters today? What do you like today, Rich?
Oh, Ray, no. I'm having today off. I'm
okay.
Getting stuck in the Hawkesbury form on Tuesday. We've got Bathurst next Thursday. We've got plenty of things on. We had our... Unfortunately, I want to thank everybody that contributed and donated. We had the big the big sports breakfast, and Dave Stanley and Luke Marlow all out at St. Michael's on Friday. And it just started to lighten off the rain, and Matty Laverty, who was running the golf day for me, said, "Right, let's get out on the course." As they started to move, it was the heaviest rain I've ever seen. We opened the bar at 8:45. We had lunch at 10 o'clock. I felt like I was at Del Boca Vista with the Costanzas, with the Seinfelds down there. And we had tea at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Bulldog. But we raised a lot of money for Orange Sky. The ATC, to Jamie Barkley and Steve McMahon, I can't thank them enough. They were outstanding. They donated a corporate box. A hole with everything laid on, which went for over about $11,000, and they bought the turf donated by Evergreen and Dad and Day's turf for $5,000. So they were great contributors, the Australian Turf Club, to the charity day. My favourite broadcaster in his heyday, I can't go past a friend of my dad's, a friend of mine all my life, is Ray Warren. Him and Dad always taught me, and I never listened, but sometimes if you can say something in 5 words, there's no need to use 10. And I think in his heyday, Ray Warren was as good as I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, a lot of people would agree, and a lot of people via the SMSs are agreeing with you as well. Hey, Rich, thanks so much, and we'll talk next week.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Rich.
Ray, Paul rang me from the printing shop, and if you're getting low, you'll do a good deal on those photos, if you like.
This is embarrassing.
Two for one.
Good on you, mate.